All right, fans, we are ready for the second game of tonight's doubleheader against Dixie State, NC 2A Division II basketball. From the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn with you, courtside. Monday, the 11th of February, 2013. Dixie State, 16-4 overall, 11-1 in conference. Head coach is John Judkins, assisted by Jake Schrader and Ryan Sanchez. Dixie State leads the NC 2A Division One, Division Two, in field goal percentage. Better than 50%, better than 52%, I might add. Red Storm has won its last nine games. They're led by Zach Robbins with 13.5 points per game, 8.5 rebounds. McKay Massey with 12.2 points a game and almost 2 3-pointers per game. Dalton Grosskreutz, 12.1 points per game, 4.8 rebounds. And Steven Larson with 10.2 points per game. So these guys are scorers. They have a ton of momentum. They're coming into the Conlin Center just as high as a kite. Penguins 1-2 on the road, but had their poorest shooting game of the season in the loss at Azusa Pacific. And it just so happens that's where the PacWest Championships are going to be held this year. Dominican sixth in the standings. Currently holds the number 5 seed with 6 eligible teams. This year, Fresno Pacific is not eligible, thank goodness. Just entering the conference, as the Penguins went through their introductory period, were not allowed to go to the postseason those first couple of years. FPU is in the same boat. So while Fresno Pacific is currently tied for third place, they cannot go, which allows the Penguins that extra slot in the postseason. We're ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise.
To commemorate the celebration, the Division II Men's Basketball National Championship game will be held for the first time in conjunction with the Division I and Division III finals this year in Atlanta. You don't have to wait until March to join in the fun. Visit NCAA.com/March Madness today and learn how you can be a part of the 75th celebration of March Madness and begin your travel on the road to Atlanta.
All right, fans. The national anthem by one of the Dominican students, Joe Beth Sakaton. That was awesome. So we are ready for the starting lineups for tonight's second of two. For Dixie State, Kimball Payne's going to get the start. The guard is a 6-foot junior out of Alpine, Utah. McKay Massey is a 6-foot-2 senior out of Payson, Utah. And he'll be your other guard. Dalton Grosskreutz, the 6'5" junior out of Santa Clara at forward. Zach Robbins, the 6'10" sophomore out of Upland, the other forward. And Steven Larson, the 6'8" junior in the middle out of South Jordan, Utah. For the Penguins, who are 8-5 under head coach Booker T. Harris in his second season, assisted by coach Rich Mendoza and coach Jeff Sickler, Penguins will be sending out number 5 Ricky Wofford, the 5'9 senior out of Bakersfield. Wofford averaging 2.88 assists per game. Matt Hayes is getting the start tonight. Number 30 is Hayes, the 6'2" freshman. He's a sensation. Absolutely. He's been coming off the bench, but getting the start tonight out of Yuba City. Hayes has been a great addition. Speaking of great additions, a first-year Penguin, Devin Golston, will get the start tonight, a 6'6" junior out of Cerritos. Golston, one of those guys a great team cannot be without. And Jacob Neusett, the 6'8" senior out of Santa Rosa, gets the start. Good old number 41, Neusett, making his way out there. And also rounding things out, Jamal Clark, a 6'6" senior. Clark
is out of Redlands. Clark listed at 220, so he's putting on a few pounds here and there. But Clark is one of those guys. So the starters for the Penguins, Wofford, Hayes, Golston, Neusett, and Clark. And I like that starting five. There's a good one for you. And the reason that I like that is you got Clark, the shooter, in there, and Neusett, who can fill it up like crazy down low. Neusett's excellent picking up those offensive boards, but he's also good at crashing defensively. As mentioned, Dominican 6 in the standings as FPU, not eligible. Golson's 12.7 points and 5.8 rebounds per game leads the Penguins. And Jamal Clark is the only other Penguin in double digits with 11 points per game. Though eight other Penguins are averaging 5-5 or more. In the middle is good old Neusett, and we are ready for basketball. Booker T. Harris alongside Stuart Horn, courtside at Media Row. Here we go, the tip out. Neusett had a fingertip on it. It ends up in the hands of Kimball Payne, the 6 foot junior, attacking the right. The northern hoop here at the Conlon Center off to my right, and instantly a whistle with only 11 seconds into it. And the Penguins get it on the unforced error. A walk very early against Kimball Payne. 11 seconds in, Coach Judkins already up on his feet. Booker T. Harris, though, sport coat's still on, and he is on the bench currently. Penguins on offense now, off to our left, attacking the southern hoop. Golston's got it on the right wing. Penguin women lost a killer earlier tonight as Golston fires an air ball to open things up for the DUs. Drifting in from the right wing, not even close. Dixie so did not anticipate the air ball that it hit off of one of their hips, but one of the Penguins went after it, tipped it out. 33 seconds into it, and the Penguins on defense. No score yet. Back to the top, Kimball Payne dumps it off right side to Massey. Now they go top of the key to Robbins. Larson. Robbins with a jumper. Robbins left elbow from 15 feet good. 19:05 to go. Wofford brings it up. Penguins down by two here early. 1 minute into it. And Brianna Chambers and the ladies early had the lead late, but lost decisively. Neusett drives in left side from very close range after a brilliant bounce pass from Wofford, who's got those 2.88 assists going. Quick runner to the other end. Dixie State's able to convert very quickly, 4-0, 18.5 to go in the first half. Neusett's got it. Oh, Neusett walked with it. Came off his feet. Neusett seems mystified, but clearly walked when he sees that on film. He will see what everybody else in the house saw. All right, the Penguins trail by four here in the first half. Payne brings it up left side. Drops it off left side over to Grosskreutz. Fires off from the left wing deep. Jamal Clark with the rebound. Wofford takes it the other end, hits the deck, 5-on-4. Harris up on his feet. Now the soft jumper by Grosskreutz, and that falls. Wofford looks back. The coach gets the play. 17:46 to go, 6-0. Golston has it out on the left wing, way out there close to the corner. Goes over to Hayes at the top. Back to Ricky on the right wing, too far out to shoot. Now they work it down low to Jake, who has it batted back at him by Robbins, but gets it back, heaves it across the court to Hayes, 3 on the shot clock, stolen away. Heave up the other end of the stadium. Grosskreutz goes in and slams it home, 8-0, and Booker T. Harris calls a timeout after Dixie State opens the game with 17:16 to go, and it's all Dixie so far. You're listening to NC2A Basketball from Dominican University of California. Well,
Kind of a tough start for the Penguins here. They've had a couple of close shaves, scoring-wise, both from good old Neusett. But he hasn't been able to get either one of those two to fall. Conversely, Dixie goes into that last timeout with Grosskreutz with a hammer jam after a quick breakaway that had Wofford still on the floor at the other end when Grosskreutz slammed it through. Hayes now over the top. Golston, right elbow softly. Golston hits the deck. Offensive charge. That found Larson flying down on his back. 8-0, and the first foul committed by the DUs tonight comes courtesy of Devin Golston. 16:50 as the clock rolls. Penguins with a little backcourt heat. They work it up to Payne, left side. Payne, too much window. Put back by Robbins is deep. Penguins are going to push it very quickly after Jacob Neusett pulls down the rebound. Reach in foul by Kimball Payne against Ricky Wofford. And that's the second for the team, the first for Kimball Payne. Dominique Taplin will enter the game in place of Devin Golston for now, 16:34 to go. Penguins on the sideline to Wofford. Taplin gets it to Jamal Clark, and they're just playing some catch way outside the perimeter. 16:23, the clock rolls. Neusett down low to Taps. Takes a screen from Clark. Top of the key, thinking three, no. 17 on the shot, throws it away. Stolen easily by McKay Massey. He drives it in, one-on-one. Takes it himself, 10-0. 16:05, Penguins need to adjust. It's getting ugly early. Taplin calls out the play, moves Ricky in, follows him. Pass down low to Jake, and there it is. Neusett buries one from the right side after a perfect assist. Penguins to the other end. Stolen by Ricky Wofford after an overthrow. Back stolen away by McKay Massey, who swiped it back away from Hayes. 15:40 to go. Payne brings it up. Right side against Ricky. Outdoors, three ball. Larson, no, it's a long two. 12-2. Penguins trail, 15.5. Penguin fans have been silenced here early. Left side, Wofford. Soft jumper, scissor legs, walked. Oh, no, he pushed off with the right arm. Media timeout, 15:21, 12-2. From the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California in San Rafael. The good old West Coast of the USA. Stuart Horn with you courtside, 15:21 when we come back. 12-2, Penguins trail early, NC2A basketball. So far, fans, the Penguins are shooting 33% against 66%. And they're down by 10. That is, the DU's down by 10. Dixie has come out making a statement. Grosskreutz has already scored 2 of 3 from the field. And Larson's 2 for 2. Meanwhile, the Penguins' only scorer is Neusett, who's 1 for 2. They've only had 3 shots so far, where Dixie has fired off 9, 15-21. And they made 6 of those. Backcourt heat. Penguins playing some big-time pressure. And Dixie's got it, moving to our right toward the northern bucket. Attacking that northern bucket, the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Dixie brings it around. Dominique Taplin gets wrapped up way outside the perimeter with Grosskreutz, and now a whistle off ball, and the Penguins are going to get it back. 14:56 to go, fans. Penguins simply need to adjust. And as soon as Coach Harris figures out the weakness in the system for Dixie, I'm sure he will bring that information to the team. Miles Carrillo has entered the game. Connor Haysbert gets ready to enter for the first time tonight. Carrillo out on the left wing, stutter steps, fakes,
dishes off to the top of the key to Dominique Taplin. Loose ball, everybody's going for it. Swiped away by Brandon Simister. Right side, three ball, knocking it down is Massey. Good. 15-2, and that's a big three. Penguins are going to bring in some fresh legs in Derek Ober and Christopher Schwartz Edmondson along with Connor Haysbert. Dominique Taplin's got it at the top of the key, left side, Carrillo, 14 minutes to go. Penguins trail by 13 early. Jake, the only score for the Dews, up and under, good. From close range, very fast transition. Boy, Dixie can push it. Oh, they just push it a million miles an hour. Derek Owen has come in for Dixie. He had it for an instant. Grosskreutz comes up with it. Right side, Massey, top of the key. They're going to back it up and reset. 13:36 to go. 18 seconds on the shot clock. By yourself. Owen, the 6'8" junior out of St. George, Utah, gets down low, with pairs up against Jake. Shot from way out there by Massey is no good, and the Penguins with it. 15-4, 13:15 to go. Jamal Clark has it. Carrillo, top of the key between the circles. He drives in against Simister. Fires the bucket off, but waved off. Red Storm foul is committed by Simister. That's his first. The third on the Red Storm, 13:11 to go. To the bench, Taplin, Wofford, and Clark. Haysbert, Ober, and Christopher Schwartz Edmiston will play. 13-10, 15-4, the Penguins trail. Ober, Edmiston, into the corner, right side. Carrillo's got it. Carrillo back and forth against Daquan Thompson, a 6'2" sophomore. Gives it away. Simister brings it up. Down low, Jake tossed Zach Robbins off the end line as Robbins let it fly. Neusat really, really heaved Robbins, who's 6'10". Neusat's listed at 6'8". But Robbins is more than 25 pounds lighter. And Neusat just shoved him. And when Neusat shoves you, you move. And Neusat gets yanked immediately as Johnny Bates, a 6'3" freshman, out of Mission Viejo, enters the game his first minutes tonight. The first one is good, 16-4. And Robbins knocks them both down. So Robbins out of Upland is pretty good from the line for a big fella. 17-4. 12:53, Christopher Schwartz Edmondson brings it up. Now he gives it off to Derek Ober. Ober having a pretty great season so far. Very impressed with his play. Your regular listener to Penguin Radio, you know my feelings about Ober. And that is, he has gotten bigger and badder this year and has become a bona fide shooter. 12.5 to go. Penguins trail by 13. Carrillo dumps it off to Hayes. Left side, Hayes. 17 feet, good. 17-6, Hayes knocks down an important one to keep the Penguins' momentum going. 12:20 to go, fans. Top of the key, Dixie working it around outside. Across the key, just still continuing to play catch, Brendan Simister. Top of the key, they get it back to Daquan Thompson. Fires off the three, no. Rebound taken by Curtis Poppenfuss, the 6'8" junior. Poppenfuss ends up throwing it away. Actually, the steal by Carrillo. And he takes it himself. Carrillo off the window. Carrillo was so happy, I think, with himself and the steal that he wanted to take it himself. And he made some really good stuff out of it as the pass back in to Curtis Poppenfuss at the top of the key. And Poppenfuss walks with it. So Carrillo makes something good out of a tremendous steal. As if that weren't good enough. But he knocked it down and made two out of it. 17-8, 11:42 to go. Immediate timeout, NC 2A basketball, Division II basketball from Dominican University of California. We're back in 20 seconds. Well, how quickly things turned around. The Penguins' shooting percentage since our last break has increased from 33% to 57%. Of course, that's only 4 for 7. But all of a sudden, the Penguins aren't looking so lethargic as they did in those first couple of minutes when it was 10 to nothing. And it seemed like Dixie could do absolutely no wrong whatsoever in those opening moments. And it seemed like the Penguins couldn't do anything right. Or they're doing a lot of stuff right now. Derek Ober will bring it in right in front of the broadcasting area here. He's got 5 seconds to get it in. He does so to Christopher Schwartz-Edmiston, the freshman phenom. Highest score in California Hoops high school level last year. And he ends up here at Dominican playing for Booker Harris. 11 and a half to go, 17-8 fans in the first half. Haysbert dumps off to Carrillo, who threw it away. Carrillo stutter-stepped with it, had to dump it off, and luckily he was fouled on the play. So, Poppenfuss with his first foul of the night. Poppenfuss, a 6'8" junior out of Happy Valley, Oregon. Went to Clackamas College. Long three ball by Miles Carrillo is good from the right wing. Boy, he looked around. He had nowhere to put it. And Kaepernick style, he took it himself. 17-11, the Penguins are creeping back. First half action around the outside, DeQuan Thompson. Now top of the key, driving his pain. Left side, no. Connor Haysbert fights for it, throws the elbows. No whistle. Left side, Ober in the corner. Hayes three ball. Missed it deep. DeQuan Thompson with a rebound. Whistles against Christopher Schwartz-Edmiston. Edmiston with his first, the fourth on the team. 10:46 to go, 17-11. Penguins trail here in the first half. Here comes Dixie. Kimball Payne's going to bring it up, the 6-foot point guard, against Miles Carrillo. Just came off that gigantic three ball as Ober now dives over the top of Steven Larson. And that's not easy. Larson's 6'8". The guy's a load at 240. Ober at 6'4". The senior Ober out of Dayton. Now they work it down low to Larson with the jumper right side. Larson, no, and Connor Haysbert with another rebound. 10:23, dumps it off to Carrillo, top of the key. Calls out the play, does Larson. Hands it off to Ober. Thinking three goes between the legs. Golston gets ready to resaddle. Carrillo has 17 on the shot clock to Ober on the right wing, too far out. Right in front of Dr. Kennedy, left side. He's in the icebox, Dr. Kennedy. Here's Edmiston on the way from long range. Banks it home. Three ball. Wow. 17-14. The freshman converts from way out there. That's right. Three from downtown. Inside of 10 minutes. Now at 10:46. Shot on goal from close range. Missed Zach Robbins. And the Penguin fans are loving it as Connor Haysbert hauls in the rebound after the missed attempted hammer. 9:33 to go. Straight away, Carrillo, left side, Ober. Down low, threw it over Haysbert. A terrible pass by Ober, who's usually great on those. Haysbert was reaching to his right, and Ober threw it behind his back, and it went out of bounds. An unforced turnover there. Just as the Penguins had a nice piece of momentum going on. They trail by three now here in the second quarter. 9:19 to go. Dixie on offense. Jumper from the left elbow goes off by Larson, and it goes out of bounds. The Penguins will get the ball.
Last touch by the Red Storm. Penguin ball.
McKay Massey, who we haven't heard from in the last couple minutes, leading all scorers so far. 17-14. Jamal Clark gets ready to re-enter. Coming up on 9 minutes, Carrillo. Across the D insignia in the middle of the house, Golston left wing to Haysbert. Fighting his way in from the left side. Kick out, Hayes. Into the corner, Edmiston out with that three off the glass. He's capable of anything. Drives in, Edmiston, amid heavy traffic, has it stripped away by Robbins. Penguins will maintain possession. 17-14 DU's. A three-ball tie at fans. 8:48. Penguins gave the Red Storm a spotted him 10. Didn't mean to, but that's how it worked out. Hayes accepts the pass and fights off the approaching Kimball Payne with his foot. 6-5 on the shot clock. Now 4. Top of the key, Golson 2. Driving in on the way, 1. On the buzzer, good for 2. The floater, 17-16, 8.5. Penguins pull within 1. It's been a 16-7 run for the DUs here since the top of the game. 8-18 after a funky beginning for the Penguins. It's a one-point game now. 8:14 to go. Top of the key goes Haysbert to go ahead. No. Rebound for Robbins. Penguins on defense. Massey goes up against Jamal Clark and a whistle down low. And it's going to be on Haysbert. That's his first, the sixth for the Penguins. 4 committed by the Red Storm. 17-16 as Wofford and Jacob Neusek get ready to re-enter the game. 8:02 to go. And this puts Larson on the line, the 6'8 junior. 2-point game as he knocks the first one down. Hayes and Carrillo with a breather. Not Hayes, but Bates. Second one rattles out. Jamal Clark with the rebound. It's a 2-point game. Wofford on the right wing. Bounce pass to Neusett. 23 on the shot clock. He fights his way in, backs in, kick out. Haysbert thinks 3 doesn't take the open look. Soft side back to Jake. He'll pound in from the baseline. Kick it over to Golston, has it stripped away by Kimball Payne. Long throw in stride to the other end. Red Storm's able to convert very simply as Grosskreutz is in perfect position. 20-16, the DU's down by 4. 7:20 to go. Golston now between the circles. He doesn't want to let that last play happen again. Had it stripped away, Wofford. Left side, Wofford drifting slowly. Baseline, Wofford has trouble. Backs out to Golston between the legs, 10 on the shot clock. Golston has it tipped on the way. And a whistle. 20-16 with 7:03 to go. Timeout Red Storm. They haven't announced it. It was a foul on Haysbert, his second. And it's a media timeout. 20-16, NC2A Division II basketball at Dominican University of California. Live at the Conlin Center. Penguin basketball worldwide. I ain't just a matter of time. 7:03 to go, fans, in the first half. 20-16. Penguins trail. Steven Larson will go to the line now for the Red Storm. Has a wide open stance, pulls the left foot back. And he knocks down the first one. And he makes them both. 22-16. As Matt Hayes has re-entered the game along with Jacob Neusett. Connor Haysbert has taken his place on the bench for now. Haysbert's already racked up a pair. We're inside of 7 minutes, fans. 22-16. Penguins on offense. Clark's got it. He's got trouble. Off to Wofford just to get it to him between the circles. It's sort of a tall order. He's way out there on the wing. Soft side, Golston, one-on-one. Thinking about it, has no way to shoot it. 10 on the shot clock, 6:37 to go. Wofford now drifts to the top. He goes up against Derek Owen. Three ball, Wofford missed it right, but the put back by Golston and the whistle. The foul is committed by I think it's on Derek Owen.
Red Storm foul is on number 50.
In fact, I am correct.
Rick.
22-18, and Golston will have a chance to convert the three-point play. And he does so. Inside of 6.5, the clock rolls. Penguins on defense, the up and under, very athletic move by McKay Massey, who seemed to be in the air forever. And Massey just drifted through the paint, up and under everybody, and got it to go. Coming up on 6 minutes, fans, 24-19, Golston three ball, right wing, yes. Wow. Golston buries it from a mile and a half away. Owen's got it now, the other end. Owen off the glass, and he owns that play, 26-22. It was a very nice play by the junior, Derek Owen, 26-22, 5:40 to go. Five and a half to go. Owen with the block, left side. Zach Robbins has it on the runner, 5:24 to go. That's the eighth team foul committed by the DUs. Only five committed by the Red Storm so far. 26-22 with 5:24 to go. On the line is Zach Robbins. Robbins with backspin, and that falls. Carrillo will re-enter the game. And Hayes will come out for now. Wofford with a discussion with Booker T. Harris as Robbins knocks the second one down. 28-22 with 5:24 to go. Carrillo brings it up on the right side. McKay Massey up against him to Golston. They're playing catch way outside the circle. The D's have managed to drop a couple of long ones, but that's not going to hold up forever. To Golston, top of the key. Head fake, Golston drives in. Kick out, last second, Jamal Clark on the way, yes. 16-footer from the left wing is good. 28-24, the D's hanging very tough inside of five. Three ball from way out there on the left wing, but missed it by a mile. It was an air ball by Grosskreutz. And there's the hammer jam subsequent after Jacob Neusett stole, got the rebound, dumped it off, and Golston goes to the other end all alone and gets way above the rim and smashes it through, much to the delight of the Penguin crowd. Timeout, Red Storm, 28-26 radio. Dominican.edu. As the floor clears with 4:35 to go, 28-26. And the clock rolls at 4.5 to go. Penguins only trail by two now. Boy, they've done a great job of coming back here after the weird beginning. Grosskreutz, left wing, goes long ball by Massey. Grosskreutz got it off to him. The rebound ends up in the hands of Kimball Payne. And that's exactly what Kimball Payne has been, a pain to the Penguins all night tonight. The guy is such a good shooter, and he's just so good with every piece of the ball. Grosskreutz drives it in, baseline left side, good. 30-26 inside of 4 minutes. Clark. Left side, Golston. Stutter step over to Jake. Driving it in, Jake. He's got Owen leaning against his back, and he fell off. And the foul is called against Jacob Neusett, who went sliding it beyond the end line. 3:43, immediate timeout. Connor Haysbert will re-enter the game when we come back. NC2A basketball, 30-26, the Penguins trail. from Dominican University of California. .43 to go, fans. 30-26. DU's trail.
And Dixie will bring it up.
58% shooting for DU against 48% shooting for the Dixies here in the first half. Quickly things change. DU's are down by four after the shot on goal from the right side missed by Dixie, bringing it up as Wofford across the circle. Softly from the left side, Golston again, yes. Baseline, Devin.
So good.
3:10 to go, fans. Two-point game, whistles all over. Three-second violation against Dixie. That will give the ball back to the Mighty Penguins, and Daquan Thompson re-enters the game in place of Grosskreutz. Penguins now with a chance to tie it. It's way outside. Three ball. Ricky Wofford from way outside. Missed it short. Golston followed it in. Got a handle on it and was fouled immediately by Zach Robbins. Well, they called it on Daquan Thompson. I didn't think he was anywhere near the play. I thought it was on 42, not 24. But nobody argues. So it's on Thompson. That's his first. The first one goes down by Golston. 2:53 to go to tie the game. Yes! 30 apiece, fans. And the Penguins have climbed all the way back into a tie now. Dixie's really working it now. They're pushing the ball very quickly. Very quick rhythm with their ball movement now way outside the arc. Coming up on 2.5 with 17 on the shot clock. Thompson's got it. Now they kick it back over to Payne. He drives in, dumps off at the last second to Massey. Payne, left wing. Payne drives in, back to Thompson. Drives in left side, three ball from the wing. Very deep, loose ball, tipped back over to Payne. Now Massey drives in against Golston, nowhere to go. Three ball, Payne, left side, loose ball. Wofford comes up with it, and he'll hold up. Wofford in the backcourt had trouble, but he was able to hold on to it. Boy, he corralled it. And there's the beauty of being one of the fastest guys in the conference. Inside of 2 minutes, left side, Wofford now. Carrillo's back in there. They're in there with Bates and Golston. And Clark down low. Carrillo. Outside, Bates. Seven on the shot clock. They got to do something with it. Five. Carrillo's way out there. Bates, three ball on the way. Two. No. Loose ball. Reset on the shot clock. Jamal Clark comes down with it, but it's stripped away behind his back by Zach Robbins and whistles. A jump ball, and it's going to go to the Penguins with 1:34 to go. DU's going to have it on the short side right under the bucket. 30 points aside. Eight fouls committed by the mighty DU, six by the Red Storm. 94 seconds to go in the half, fans. Inbounds to Golston, a fresh shot clock at 35. Down low to Clark, and Clark has it stripped away. He was not expecting the alley-oop, and somehow the Penguins get it back. Wofford fires it. Carrillo left side. 1:22, Golston. Ricky right side. Outside the wheel, driving in. Wofford on the elbow. Over to Carrillo, three ball. Left corner. Yes! Wofford with the assist and Carrillo from the left corner to go up by three for the first time tonight. The DU's up against the 11-1 Red Storm. And Derek Owen in the paint walks with it. 1 minute to go. 33-30, the Penguins. Another unforced error. Boy, the start of this, well, first 5 minutes of this game, he couldn't find anybody in the place to bet it on the DU's, and now the Penguins are up by three. Not that anybody's betting on anybody here. Inside of 1 minute, 49 seconds. Wofford down low. Clark with a good no look. Back to Ricky. Soft wing. Left side. Golston three ball. The jumper. In and out. Loose ball all over the place.
Brandon Simister comes up with it. He takes it himself, and it kicks off to Ricky. 30 seconds. Back to Golston, brings it across the circle. Golston dumps it over to Carrillo. Right wing, coach yells out something, and there's so much noise in the place. Carrillo got wrapped up, whistles, and a timeout called by Booker T. Harris. 21 seconds to go when we come back. Penguins by three. Dominican University of California. Here we go. Golston brings it in. Penguin ball. 20 seconds. Shot clock is off. 33-30 the DU's right side, Carrillo. 15 seconds now. By the timeline is Ricky. 10 now. He drives in left side to Golston. 8, 6. Back to Carrillo, throws it away. Carrillo to Jamal Clark, right side, falling away with 1 second. Yes, there's the buzzer. Clark knocks it down right at the buzzer. The Penguins by 5, 35-30. Wow, the DU's came storming all the way back against the Red Storm, believe it or not. What a first half. Penguins are 8-5 in conference, 11-1 Dixies in the house, NC2A basketball. I will be back with a halftime extravaganza in about 12 minutes. You are listening to Penguin Radio at Dominican University of California. All right, fans, we are back. In the first half, the DU shot 54% against Dixie's 42. That's the big number. And we're ready for the second half. 35-30, the Penguins with the lead. Penguins now will be attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Dixie State's got the ball off to my left. Stuart Horn with you in the second half of tonight's action. And the jumper from the left wing by Grosskreutz opens up and is good from 16 feet. 35-32 now. 19 and a half, Ricky. Clark's got it. Back to the top of the key. Penguins are way outside of the arc with 20 on the shot clock. They attempt the alley-oop from Wofford to Golston, but it's broken up by Grosskreutz, who takes it to the other end. Shot on goal from close range, no. Everybody dives on it. Grosskreutz ends up falling on top of Jamal Clark, and the Penguins get the ball on the jumper. 35-32, 19:08 to go in the second half. And the mighty Dominicans, who on paper are supposed to be slaughtered and at this point are up by three. Penguin men in the PacWest standings, currently in fourth place. And Dixie in first. The Penguins want to send a message through the conference. You go out and beat Dixie. And that's exactly what they must do tonight to send that kind of a message. Carrillo gets it down low, breaks away, gets it off to Neustadt, who goes baseline to Jamal Clark for two, 37-32. And the Penguins answer gracefully, powerfully, meaningfully. Top of the key. Dixie moves it back around outside. Low bounce pass toward the baseline. Larson on the right side to Payne with Carrillo on him, 16 on the shot. To Massey, who low bounce pass it into that low post on the right side. Wofford kicked it. So they'll reset things, 18:25 to go, 37-32 Penguins. Payne's got it left side to Grosskreutz. He heaves it back to the top of the key. They're just working around with seven on the shot clock. Back to Dalton. No rim. Reset as Jake pulls down the rebound after Grosskreutz with just way too much window. Coming up on 18 minutes. Wofford back off to Golston and Carrillo now. Oh, High-stepping is Wofford. Wofford with the runner, no whistle. He gets banged all over the place and gets it to fall. 39-32 now. Payne goes up, has it blocked away, and a very late whistle. That's a late whistle right there, 17-43. And it was just out of bounds. So, in fact, it was no foul. I thought they were going to call Wofford late, but no. Now they dump it down low to Larson, waiting on the baseline, and now a whistle. Fouls committed by Jamal Clark, and that's his second. 39-32.
Jamal Clark, his second, team's first. Out the line for the Red Storm, shooting two, number 44, Steven Larson.
So Larson, the 6'8" junior, had the foul committed against him, and he will fire. And he makes the first one. There's still 17-35 in the back half of this one. 39-33 now, though it's laid up on the board, if it ever gets there. Second one's on its way, and that one's good. Fans, with 17.5 to go, Carrillo brings it up. Carrillo slides in against Massey and then backs out between the circles, moves over to his left. Carrillo off to the left, takes a baseline to Neusett, down low, off the window, whistles. Neusett missed the first shot on goal. But Robbins fouled him. Neusett did get it on the way back down and put it back, but it was waved off. 39-34, 17-15 to go, and Neusett will fire. And he rattles home the first one. And if the Penguins are going to pull off this miracle of sorts, they're going to have to make everything like those two. And Neusett pounds them both down. 41-34 the DUs. 17-13. Group of Red Storm can make everything. They can do everything. Both sides of the ball. Uncanny. Shot on goal from very close range by Robbins. Is a little bit deep. Wofford brings it up. Golston in the post. Neusett left-handed hook shot. No. Robbins with a rebound. Very aggressively. Payne brings it up himself. Payne gets smashed in the back by Ricky Wofford. Wofford is rung up. His second, 16:45 to go, 41-34. Welcoming everybody watching worldwide on the Stretch Network and listening on Penguin Radio. 16:45, short side, inbounds. The DUs with a rebound after Robbins from 2.5 feet can't get it to go. It wasn't even close. Penguins now push it to the other end. Connor Haysbert gets ready to re-enter the game along with Christopher Schwartz-Edmondson. 16.5 to go, fans, in the second half. Penguins outside on offense to Clark with 13. Golston, top of the key, slows it down. 10. Now Ricky. 8. Wofford drives in 7. Slams in to Robbins. Loose ball. Penguins have it 2. On the way. Carrillo missed it. Left side. All he could do is just heave it up after it got away. And it's a shot clock violation, which will allow, in fact, Connor Haysbert to re-enter the game. And Edmiston, his second appearance, 41-34, 16:03, the clock rolls. Payne brings it up. He drives in left side. Payne's got trouble. Top of the key, Robbins buries it, a long deuce, 41-36. And the D's allowed Robbins to have about as clean a look as you could hope for. 15:40 to go. Haysbert sets a screen. Pick and roll. Left side. Haysbert! 13-foot jump shot from Connor Haysbert. Payne brings it up. Left side. Then dumps it off to the right to McKay Massey. The jumper from outside the arc is deep, and the Penguins get it back. A whistle, a timeout, 15-23. The foul is committed by Larson, 43-36. Two fouls
here in the second half by the Penguins. 2 for the Red Storm. You are listening, fans, worldwide to NC2A Basketball, Division II, from Dominican University of California. When we come back, the Penguins' lead is 7, 15, 23 to go. Dominican University of California. Penguins, Penguins getting better here all the time. In the second half, they're shooting 75% against 29%. Can you imagine that? Nobody's even tried anything outside of the arc here in the second half. But 75% is pretty impressive. 15-23 to go, fans. 43-36. Here we go. Penguin men coming off a pretty good road trip. 2-3. Lost to Azusa. Penguins now on offense with coming up on 15 minutes. Clark has it. 16 on the shot clock. Edmiston, dribble drive to Golston, right side. Three balls deep. Connor Haysbert with a rebound on the put. Back, good! Haysbert knocks it down and puts the D's up by 9. 45-36. 14-45 to go. Fighting for it. And Steven Larson walks with it. So the Penguins are going to get it back again after the deuce by Haysbert. And all of that defense forces the walk. Owens re-enters the game. Owen, I should say, Derek Owen, is going to replace Larson, who's racked up his second. 14-36, as is often the case. With a foul comes bench time. Carrillo to Haysbert now on that right elbow. Back to Miles. Sets a screen. Over to Golston on the right wing. He steps back. Now he pump fakes. He goes in hard. Fights for it. He goes up against Owen, who's just re-entered, who took the rebound. And now Payne brings it up and a bounce pass out off the end line. Poor pass ends up in the Penguins' wheelhouse. And the D's will have it. Johnny Bates in for Jamal Clark. Clark is going to take a breather as Booker T. Harris will need him down the stretch, no doubt. Penguins by 9 here, 14:06 to go. That's the greatest margin by the D's tonight. It was 10 in favor of Dixie early, and that was just the first couple of minutes. Boy, they just came out on fire, and the D's were total duds in the first couple of minutes. Edmiston drives. Edmiston kick out. Bates right side three ball. Yes! Holy cow. Bates as smooth as he could possibly pull it. Payne slips and walks. Payne pulled a foot. And I don't know if there was wetness on the floor or what happened. But Bates hit the deck after slipping with it. It's that kind of play that players injure their knees and hips. That's exactly what could have happened to Payne, although he didn't look hurt. He popped right back up and immediately gets yanked, and Simister is back in his place. So the Penguins get it again as Ricky Wofford gets ready to re-enter. 13.5 left side, Edmiston. Golston now between the circles. Goes to the right side. Bates. Carrillo with a fake. Carrillo's up against Daquan Thompson, who re-enters. And that's a pretty good matchup. Thompson's very talented as he hauls in the rebound here after Haysbert had sort of an errant shot from the right side. They dump it way out to the left side. Massey goes three ball. No. Haysbert had an easy rebound, but a whistle. And it's on Haysbert, in fact. No wonder it was such an easy rebound for Connor. And he'll get yanked. His third with 13:02 to go. Carrillo out and Haysbert out. Wofford back in as well as Jacob Neusat. And inbounds and an elbow off ball by Owen, I believe. In fact, it is on Owen, his second. 13:01 to go, 48-36.
Watch the traps, Johnny, watch the traps. Watch the traps.
Here comes Wofford to Edmiston, to Golston, quickly into the corner. Bates thinking about it. And now the Red Storm knows that Bates can fire, especially from the right side. His one attempt was perfect. Oh, he's right there again. Daquan Thompson came up on him and thwarted that three-ball thought that Bates was calculating. Penguins by 12 here with 12.5 to go. And the foul is committed by Brandon Simister. That's his second, right under the bucket to Jacob, who scores. Neusett from close range as Wofford found him on the baseline. 50-36. And Wofford with a big-time steal. Oh, and a whistle. Oh, Wofford came flying in. One of the quickest players in the conference. Has some tremendous hops. Popped straight up. Almost as high as the bucket itself. Was able to strip it away. And then whistles all over the place as the referees are in conference. And Wofford in the, during that steal, stepped on the line. 12:24, Red Storm short side. Right under the bucket, inbounds. They're going to slow things down. Massey's got it. Thompson. Now they dump it back off to Simister, who resets and goes between the legs against Wofford. Three ball by Massey is deep, and Johnny Bates slams into him, whistles. So Bates, the 6'3" freshman out of Mission Viejo, picks up his first, the fourth on the Penguins. 12:12 to go, clock rolls, somebody hits the deck. Edmiston hits it with Owen, and a whistle. And it's on Christopher Schwartz Edmiston reaching in. Ball hadn't even come in yet. 50-36. Inbounds very quickly. A soft buckling jumper from the right side to Zach Robbins, the 6'10 sophomore. Good. 50-38. 12:03 to go. Penguins on offense. And they take it down. Daquan Thompson with a steal. He's up against Wofford softly, easily. Up and over the top. 11:50 to go. Left side now, the DUs bring it up. Jamal Clark and Miles Carrillo get ready to re-enter Bates. Left side, Edmiston, three ball, air ball. Had it tipped, I believe. If anything, Owen may have gotten a finger on it. Left side, McKay Massey goes down low to Owen, who just before he lets the ball go is fouled by Ricky Wofford very lightly. Wofford barely touched him. Timeout, 11:24 to go, 50-42. The Penguins are on top. Dominican University of California. All right, fans, 11:24 to go, 50-42 here in the second half. Golston with 14 is starting to break away. The beauty of Golston's game is he's dangerous all over the place. 5-for-9 indoors, 1-for-3 outside, and 3-for-3 from the line. Conversely, if you look at the Red Storm shooters, Grosskreutz with 10, he's really only effective from the field. I mean, from close range. That's where he's doing all of his damage. He's got nothing from the line and nothing outside.
Watch out, White.
And no doubt Booker T. Harris has made his adjustments against Grosskreutz, who's one of the leading scorers for the Red Storm. But once that, I don't want to call it a weakness, but once that part of his game, in fact it's his strength, once that part of his game is identified, then the Penguins can adjust easily, which they've done. 11:24 to go, the Penguins still by 7. Inbounds as Derek Ober has come in with Carrillo and Clark. Ober's got it.
into the right corner to Bates. Bates got a lot of minutes tonight and taking advantage of it. Bates been looking pretty good. 11:09 to go. Penguins just playing some catch. Carrillo drives in. Now he moves over to the left side. Low bounce pass to Jake. 3 on the shot clock. Bates on the way. On the buzzer, Bates gets it to fall, and it's a 3-ball, 10-point game. Bates on the buzzer. Neusett with the big assist from down low. Knocks it outside and gets Bates to fall with a tray ball. 10.5 to go. Owen with a turnaround. Left side over the top of Neusett. No. Derek Ober with a rebound. Penguins by 10. So we come up on the end of the third quarter. Ober slips, gets it off to Neusett. Owen ends up hitting the deck hard and whistles all over. And this may be on Jake. Boy, everybody's slipping and sliding. Neusett fell on the previous series, or he slipped under the bucket on the south side on the previous series. Then he gets rung up with a foul as Owen slipped on something. It looked like he was slipping on something in the restricted area. 10:17 to go. 10-point game. Derek Owen on the way, yes. Owen at 6'8". He's a junior out of St. George, Utah. And he has a pretty soft stroke for such a big guy. 215-pounder. And he knocks them both down. With 10:17 to go, the Penguins 53. Divisiting Red Storm from Dixie State at 45. Here in the second half, the Penguins have committed 7. And they're going to have to either continue the aggressive play and suffer the consequence in the double bonus or lighten up on things. Here's Bates right side. Now over to Clark. Wide open Clark. Yes, Clark! Bates fires it across after Carrillo got in trouble back by the timeline. But as it turns out, the Penguins made it work and made Dixie pay. 55-45. Daquan Thompson comes around the top of the key, and the foul is going to be on Jacob Neusett. And now Neusett has 3. With 9:47 to go, it's 55-45. And Jake's going to have to really be careful now, and then being careful is not his game. When Neusett can play with reckless abandon is when he's at his best. Well, you get him up to 3 fouls, and Neusett's going to have to start to contain himself. Thompson with the free throw on the way, and that is good. So Jake is going to get yanked, and luckily for Booker Harris, Devin Golston is lying in wait to come in place of Neusett down the stretch. 9:47 to go, 55-46. Thompson again. And he backspins it in. And the Penguins still have the lead, 55-47 now, 9:44. Here we go, fans. Clock rolls, second half action. Coming up on 9.5 with Golston on the right wing. Back to Carrillo. He drives in. Now he fakes. Now he goes left side. Off the glass. It rattles around. No. Ober with the put back. Golston had a fingertip on it, but Ober's right there in perfect position to put it down. 10 points by the DUs. 57-47, 9:17. 3 ball left wing by McKay Massey, and that's good. Timeout called. Red Storm after Massey buries the tray. 57-50. 9:14 to go. We're back in 20 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu is the official radio station here at Dominican University of California, the home of Dave Albee. '57-50 with 9:14 to go. 8 fouls now committed by the Penguins. Remember, 3 of them on Jacob Neusett. So Golston will head back out onto the floor with Carrillo and Edmiston and Ober and Jamal Clark.
46 seconds into the fourth quarter, Fens. Inbounds on the long side. Carrillo's got it way back there. He's got a little bit of trouble.
He's going to have to deal with Payne, but no problem. Payne and McKay Massey really converge on him, and he has to get rid of it quickly, but Carrillo can handle it. Down low now to Clark. Faking with the head fake, faking the three ball is Carrillo, but no. Long shot by Ober is no good, but Daquan Thompson picks up a foul, his second. Penguins by 7, 8:51 to go, and Ober will go to the line. Haysbert is ready to come back in at the next opportunity, probably between these two. In fact, certainly. Ober on the line, and it's good. And Clark will come out for now. Connor Haysbert re-enters. Penguins by 8 over the first place 11-1 Dixie State Red Storm. Ober focuses and knocks down both. Very important stuff right there with those freebies. 8:48 to go. 59-50. Left side, Payne drifts over softly. Down low. Everybody's wide open. Grosskreutz is able to knock it. It was a perfect pass from Payne to Grosskreutz down low. The Penguins had fallen out of position. And the foul is committed by Christopher Schwartz Edmiston, his second and the ninth for the DUs. Problem with that is going to put Grosskreutz on the line. The interesting part is Grosskreutz has not been on the line tonight. But that doesn't seem to faze him as he knocks down the first one. Penguins by 8 here, 8:40 to go. Red Storm has only committed 5 so far. And Grosskreutz knocks down the second of 2. He's seemingly with ease. So Ober now brings it in, or brings it up, I should say. And he calls Golston off, who would come to help him. Ober drives left side. Ober's got trouble. Ober gets it off to Devin Golston, who heaves it into the corner. Three ball, Carrillo on the way, very short. Rebound by McKay Massey to Payne. Quick transition. Oh, Red Storm absolutely pushed it as quickly as they could. It was 4-on-1, and Massey's able to convert. Up and under the Penguins' defense with 8:02 to go. Penguins by 5. Carrillo. The Penguins could use a 2-ball in a big way right here. Now Haysbert is getting pushed all over the place by Owen. Up and under. Carrillo is fouled. Carrillo is looking away from the bucket down court and tried a very tough shot from under the bucket. He was looking away from the bucket, absolutely 180 degrees opposite of the usual view that the player will take. And there's a box warning on the coach, a warning apparently against the bench of the visiting Red Storm. 7:50 to go, immediate timeout. 59-54, Penguins on top of this NC2A Division II game from Dominican University of California.
Barbra Streisand.
7:50 to go, fans. Penguins by 5. Miles Carrillo on the line.
First attempt from the line tonight. Carrillo's 3-for-6 indoors and 2-for-4 outside. Totally productive. By the second year man. And he knocks down the first one. 60-54. Well, coming down the stretch, these freebies are magnified in import. And the second one's good. So Wofford re-enters the game after Carrillo knocks down the two, and he'll take a breather. Payne will bring it up.
Kimball Payne, the 6 foot junior out of Alpine, Utah, dumps it into the left corner over to Massey. Back to the top of the key. The Penguins have a good zone going right now. Left side, Payne up and over the top of Golston, who gets the rebound after Payne missed one, and that's not a shot that he misses very often. He's such an athletic guy. 7:26 to go. 62-54. Penguins have positioned themselves by their fine play tonight to send a real message across the conference. Driving in is Wofford, stiff arm Wofford. Whistles. Oh, and the foul is committed by Payne against Wofford. Well, Wofford really stuck the arm in there. I thought he bounced off of him, but it's called on Payne. With 7:08 to go. Now, Wofford's going to get a chance to go to the line, and they have to have a correction on the scoreboard with 7:08. And the free throw there by Ricky Wofford is missed, and it's down by Payne. 7:03 to go.
Help, Chris! Help, Chris!
Scoreboard says 62-54, but I believe that's wrong. I believe the score is 61-54. It's been about 25 seconds. They still haven't changed it. 6:47. Owens got it. Right wing, three ball, Grosskreutz. And that guy, oh boy, I thought it was a long three ball. No, it was a long two. 62-56. And Golston, with 6.5 to go, kicks it back to Ober, right side. Ober's wide open, but they go back over to the left to Edmiston, who drives in the baseline. Edmiston lets it fly, slides across the ice. And the foul is committed by Zach Robbins. 6:21 to go. We'll go to Dave Albee on the scoring issue. Dave, if I could get you, do you have time to sit in for a second? Christopher Schwartz Edmiston will go to the line. We're going to bring in legendary sports writer Dave Albee. Dave, was there some issue with the scoreboard? It says 62-56.
Well, we've got 61-56.
That's what I have, 61-56.
Yeah. Unless Miles Creel made three free throws and I wasn't aware. I think they're going to resolve it now.
6:21
I think they have it wrong at the scores table. I think they have it correct in the book, and they're going to resolve that right now.
Okay. I heard you talking about it with another writer over there, and I had it the same as you guys, but it didn't seem anybody else in the house caught it.
They got corrected it.
Okay, good work there, Dave Albee. Thank you. 6:21 to go, 61-56, as they've corrected it now on the board. Referees have slowed things down. They're going to have Christopher Schwartz Edmiston on the line once this is officially resolved. Now, of course, it would have been in favor of the Penguins, but rightfully so. Rightfully so. Booker T. Harris agrees at 61. So Edmiston on the line. And it goes. Now it's 62, so we can put that thing back up there. And Edmiston will get a chance to go again. Edmiston makes his first two from the line, believe it or not, with 6:20 to go. The first time the guy's gone to the line, and he knocks them both down. The foul was committed by Zach Robbins, but only his second. 63-56 now, 6:10 to go. Owen, left side, Owen softly, deep. Tip back, no. Rebound, Golston. He comes up with it, throws the elbows, and holds on to it. 6 minutes exactly, fans. 63-56. Nine fouls, Penguins. Eight fouls, Dixie. Penguins on offense. Ober drives in. Ober. No look, Jamal, softly, Clark! The beauty of that play, besides the fact that Clark knocks down the soft jumper, was the beautiful no-look pass by Derek Ober. And the slipping Grosskreutz is not whistled, but he slid all over the place. Three ball from the top of the key goes off by Daquan Thompson. He missed it, a horseshoe back at him, loose ball whistles. And Edmiston just picked up another one, and that's his fourth. And Edmiston is not long for this game. 5:25. I mean, I got to believe the coach is going to yank him after one here. Carrillo gets ready to re-enter. Grosskreutz knocks down the first one, and Edmiston will take a breather with 5:25 to go. 8-point game at this point. 65-57. That was the 10th for the DUs. Grosskreutz is averaging 12.1 points a game and almost 5 rebounds. So far tonight, he's total points at 12, so he's right on the mark. After those two went. 65-58, the DUs are, it's their game to win. Ober with a nice head fake, gets a soft jumper in the lane, gets it to fall, and that's about as athletic a move as either squad could possibly muster. Grosskreutz goes in, pounds against Ricky Wofford, and Wofford's going to get rung up. Yeah, that was on Wofford, and Grosskreutz got it to fall. He'll go to the line for a 3-point opportunity. And a guy like Grosskreutz, who's sitting on 12 points right now, he's perfect from the line tonight, is not the guy you want to send to the line. 67-60 with 4:53 to go.
Hey, that was on 24.
So Ober comes out, and they have the wrong foul up on the board. They said the foul was committed by Derek Ober, and they had put it up on the board as against Ricky Wofford. Well, that would have been Wofford's fourth, and the D's are going to need Wofford in a huge way coming down the stretch. Inbounds to Carrillo. To Wofford, who brings it up to Clark. Left side, 4:45 to go, fans, in this one. The Penguins by 7. Golston drifts to the top of the key and goes over to Jamal Clark. And now Wofford slipped a little bit, but he comes up okay. Hayes, just a pass back and forth, and pardon me, Bates. Now Wofford drives in, had it soft for a second. He goes strong to the basket. Has it stripped away by Zach Robbins. And it goes out off of the end line. It's going to be Dixie State ball and whistles. Coach Judkins is coming out and giving the referee a hand with the ruling.
Get a stop, White.
Penguins with no heat in the backcourt. 4:22.
Hey, get us a steal.
Penguins by 6 now. As Kimball Payne brings it up. Oh, he had a wide open shot, but he didn't take it. Instead, he dumped it off down low to Larson. It's a loose ball. Everybody gets wrapped up. Golston, looking at the referee, reaches down, holds onto it over Kimball Payne. They get wrapped up together, and it's going to go back to Dixie on the jumper. 4:10 to go, fans. It's a 6-point game. Kimball Payne's going to have it off the end line to bring it in right under the bucket.
Help, Rick, help.
It's on the southeast corner of the Conlin Center. They get it indoors with a foot fake to Massey, who goes up and travels with it. Massey, they wave the bucket off and timeout. No whistles, no timeout. Referee whistled a little early. It's not a timeout. 4:08 to go. They wave the bucket off. 67-61, the D's get it on the travel. Carrillo brings it up, spins 360. No look outside to Clark, who head fakes, but doesn't want to try it over the top of Robbins. Clark now calls Carrillo back and dumps it off to him, sets a screen left side. Outdoors, Bates thinks about it, head fake. Another head fake from Clark. They're going to reset with 10 on the shot clock. Between the legs to Clark from Carrillo. Oh, and he has it stripped away by Zach Robbins from up and over the top. No whistle, 3:35 to go. Right side, Massey goes three ball. No, it's out of bounds off of Larson, and they give it back to the Penguins. Rightfully so, that was definitely out of bounds off of Larson. 3:32 to go, now the media timeout comes. 67-61 NC, 2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu.
The men who need more than women.
3:32 to go, 67-61. Penguins now on the end line. 3:32 to go. They get an inbounds to Ricky Wofford, who gets absolutely swarmed by Dixie, but he's able to squirt it out. And the Penguins have it now coming up. 3:20 to go. 67-61. The D is just working some of the clock now. Bates has got it. He comes around the top of the key. Now everybody dives on it, a loose ball. Bates wanted the timeout. He couldn't get it. Booker T. Harris was yelling timeout. Bates was calling timeout. Instead, they call it a jump ball.
Good shit, Nani.
And everybody falls down. So the Penguins are going to get it on the jumper with 3:11 to go. Golston will have it right here in front of the Penguin bench. To Clark. Golston with a 360 spinner very softly, and that falls. And the clock continues to roll. 3:01. Here we go. 69-61. The D is on top. 11-1 Dixie State, 16-4 overall, first place in the conference. Penguins by 8 here with plenty of time to go. Grosskreutz has got it. Right side, 3-ball goes off by Payne, who takes it himself, and it goes. Clock continues, 2:37. Inbounds, backcourt. They get it back to Clark, who brings it up right side, Devin. Wofford now takes it himself and has it batted away. No, he throws it no look to Bates. 3-ball, it goes, but they wave it off. Oh, and they call a charging foul on Ricky Wofford. Boy, that's a tough 3 points that the Penguins should have had. Bates was able to bury it, but they have to wave it off. 69-64, 2:23. So Payne with that big 3-ball was a statement shot. And the referees now have slowed things down. 35 seconds of reset on the shot clock.
Watch that back screen.
With 2:20 to go. And they get in the backcourt to Payne, who brings it up the right side. Payne, dribble drive. Payne has it stolen away by Ricky Wofford. And then fouls Wofford by elbowing him in the teeth. Wofford comes up checking for a bleeder, but he's all right. Uh-oh. I don't know if Wofford's got a bleed or not. But he's going to go to the line either way. 2:11 to go. 69-64. Ricky to the line.
At the line for the Penguins, number 5, Ricky Wofford.
Wofford with a wide open stance. Nails the first one. And fans, I'll tell you, coming down the stretch, the Penguins have been pretty darn good from the line. When it's meant something from the free throw line, the D's have managed to convert. And Ricky on the way knocks them both down. 71-64, 2:10. Clock rolls, Payne brings it up. Right side of the timeline, 2:07. Right in front of the icebox. And now off ball, another whistle. And this one may be on Grosskreutz. No, Grosskreutz is going to get to shoot. It's on Golston, and that is his second with 2:03 to go. 71-64.
Stack high, stack high, stack high.
Grosskreutz, another one.
Let's go box out here.
16 free throws in a row now. Can you imagine that? 2 minutes to go, fans. 71-65 as he misses. Only the second free throw all night missed by the Dixie State. Wow.
Carrillo's got it with 1:45 to go. 17 seconds. Now he drifts over to the right, just working the clock. 11 seconds on the shot clock. 1:37 to go. 9, Wofford. 7. Oh, no look out to the right side. Bates three ball, missed it a little bit left from the corner. Rebound taken by Zach Robbins. He's got the Penguins in the backcourt. That's Jamal Clark. Over to Payne, off the window. Charging foul, waves it off. Payne with another one. That's his fifth. He's gone. And fans, if Dixie State, in this broadcaster's humble opinion, if Dixie State had any chance of coming back, they were going to need Payne to do it. And Payne's going to have to take a walk. 71-65 with 1:22 to go. So Kimball Payne, fouls out. 71-65 with 1:22 to go. And the Penguins are going to have it in the backcourt. And as you can imagine, there's a ton of pressure back there. Jamal Clark's got 5, 4. He gets it into Golston, who's in the corner. Trouble. To Miles. Oh, they bring it up in perfect fashion all the way to the other end. In stride, Jamal Clark buries the deuce. In the left corner, three ball is Grosskreutz for 3. He misses with an air ball. In the corner now again because the Penguins could not box out to get the rebound, but in fact it went the way of the Dixie Staters. 58 seconds to go. And the referees have called a foul on somebody. Fouls on Jamal Clark, and Dixie will go to the line. Seconds to go. And Massey actually was the guy who went to the line and knocked that one down. 73-68. The Penguins have a minute with which to work. In the backcourt to Clark. Now the Penguins bring it up. Clark's got it right in front of the Penguin bench. 49.9 seconds to go. And Dixie reaches in and fouls him. This one's on Massey, and believe it or not, it's his first. Though Massey's been a huge part of this game. 4 for 10 at the field, 2 for 3 outside. Scored 12 points so far. And Jamal Clark knocks down the first one, 74-68.
13. Hey, hands up. Stop jumping around.
Hey, Dev, no more jumping. Just take a charge.
The second one by Clark falls. Penguins 75-68, 45 seconds to go. With Payne out of there, they've got Simster in, and a three ball knocked down from way out there by Daquan Thompson. 41.1, 75-71, timeout Red Storm. 30-second timeout. It's coming right down to the wire. Penguin Radio Worldwide. Well, this one is coming right down to it, as it well it should when you're talking about the first place Dixie at 11-1 playing against the Penguins. The Penguins get it inbounds to Carrillo in the corner, 39 seconds. Carrillo, timeout has been called now by Booker T. Harris, and that's a smart timeout. They get the inbounds to Jamal Clark, run off as much of the clock as they could with 37-5 now. And then Booker T. Harris ends up calling a 30-second timeout. And it's going to come right down to it. Here's one of those cases where, again, when you are in a league with great players and great coaches, oftentimes these close games come down to coaching. And if you are a regular listener to Penguin Radio, then you've heard yours truly say that before, that it comes down to fine coaching.
And this game is absolutely no exception. It's a four-point advantage for the DUs. The Penguins will have the ball on the sideline. Jamal Clark will bring it in. He does to Golston. Backcourt. Golston's got it. To Wofford. Left side, 30 seconds to go. Wofford has Simster reach in. And the six-foot freshman, Brandon Simster, reaches in, picks up his third, and Wofford will go to the line. Now, Wofford just coming off of two perfectos.
Miles, tell them.
And he knocks it down. ...76-71, and the second one falls. And the Icebox are up on their feet. Boy, they're loving this. Inside of 30 seconds, Penguins by six. Soft jumper by Simister is good. And a timeout, Red Storm, 25 and a half to go. And that was a long deuce, 77-73. And again, it's a four-point game. We're back in 20 seconds, radio.dominican.edu. ...25.5 seconds to go. Penguins by four. Clark's going to bring it in. He does so to Golston. At half court, right side, Golston is fouled immediately by Grosskreutz. 22.6 seconds. So not even three full seconds ran off the clock. And Golston will go to the line. Golston missed it by a mile. First free throw missed down the stretch for the Penguins. But Golston's been so good, I'm sure he'll adjust here. Bet the farm on it. Yes. He does so. He knocks it in. And 20 seconds to go. Daquan Thompson, long three ball from way out on the right wing, in and out. Boy, that was close. 16.5 seconds to go and a foul committed, which is going to put Zach Robbins on the line. Robbins, a 6'10 sophomore out of Upland. Robbins knocks home the first one. It's a four-point game. If Robbins makes this, it's a one-possession game. And the Penguins will have it with 16.5 seconds to go. This one's on the way, and it is good. So the clock does not roll until one of the Penguins touches it inbounds. Timeout called, Jamal Clark. That's a good timeout. Red Storm was putting on a lot of heat in the backcourt. And it's a 30-second job. 78-75, the Penguins' lead is only three, but the Penguins will have the ball when we come back. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, 16.5 seconds to go. Three-point game, 78-75 Penguins. Coach Booker T. Harris has given them the play. Now they know what he wants, what the coach wants. Inbounds to Golston. Back on the baseline. Thrown away almost. Trying to bounce it out off of the legs of Zach Robbins, falling out of bounds. Jamal Clark, and he gets it to go out off of Robbins' kneecap as he was falling out of bounds. That is, Jamal Clark was falling out of bounds. He was able to heave it off of the kneecap of Robbins, and it goes out of bounds. Penguins will get it back, and four full seconds spun off the clock there, and those are huge. Inbounds to Wofford. Wofford is fouled. No, he stepped out of bounds, and they're going to give it back to Dixie. Wofford was forced out of bounds. And now a timeout's called by Dixie. 10.9 seconds. It's a one-possession game, fans. And Dixie's going to have it on the short side. Not that I need to say it. Nobody go anywhere. We're back in 30. Radio.dominican.edu. seconds to go. Red Storm with the ball on the short side. 78-75. Penguins on top here in the second half. Stuart Horn with you courtside. Dominican University of California. Here we go. Penguins on defense. Penguin fans insisting that the DUs maintain defense. Here's a three ball to tie it from the top of the key. Simster lets it fly. No. Penguins have it in the backcourt. 3 seconds. Carrillo's got it. 1 second. It's in the air. That's game! Simster had a chance from the top of the key to knock down the three to tie it. But as it turns out, once he missed it, it was up to the defense of the Penguins to box out. Jamal Clark got it back on the end line, got it off to Miles Carrillo, who heaved it up the court. And Carrillo heads up, threw it as high toward the ceiling as he possibly could. And it spent so much time in the air that, in fact, it spun the last couple of seconds off of the clock. The Penguins tonight have beaten the first place Dixie Staters. The Red Storm comes into the Conlin Center in first place, 11-1, and the Penguins are victorious. Dixie State, first place in the conference with a 9-1-7 winning percentage, have been beaten by the Penguins 78-75. Oh boy, coming down the stretch, the DUs looked so good. Obviously, you don't get past a team like this without playing your best ball. Booker T and the guys should be proud. Some great work tonight. Everybody played beautifully. But you know, the truth of the matter is the Penguins didn't play over their heads at all. They just played sound basketball, and they got them coming down the stretch. And Dixie is absolutely shocked. 78-75. Simster had the chance, and the Penguins held him off. He had a chance to tie it, that is. Who knows what would have happened after that? No one will ever know, because this one's in the books, 78-75. Wow, what a huge game. Our next broadcast, fans, will be here from the Conlin Center on Saturday, February 16th. Grand Canyon University in the house. The return of Killian Larson. For those of you who are longtime Penguin Radio listeners, you know, you may remember Killian Larson from a couple years ago when he was the starting center for the Penguins. Back then, that was 3 years ago, in fact, under head coach Brett Tavani at the time. That was before Booker T. Harris. Killian Larson was the Penguins' leading scorer, and he will be here in the Conlin Center Saturday night. 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. Another PacWest NC2A doubleheader right here at the Conlin Center. We'll have it for you live on Penguin Radio and the Stretch Network worldwide. Radio.dominican.edu.
Barbra Streisand.